Live by the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 23. Today's Bible verses come from Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 23. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. In the 18th century, in the UK, there were immorality, corruption, depravity, and economic problems. Due to these issues, UK was in a chaotic state of affairs and they were losing faith in God. At that moment, a man of God appeared. He experienced the grace of God, and this person was a leader as well as a person, full of Holy Spirit. He was Reverend John Wesley. When he was preaching the words of God and sharing about God, there were a lot of amazing miracles of transformation, when he was full of grace. Young people came back home after leaving home and wandering the streets. People who had lost hope and devastated in the pubs, decided to get out of the pubs. So these places had to close their pubs down. The laborers went out to work with a dream again. In their mind and spirit, there was a revolution. They began to have courage and hope. The spiritual revival awakening allowed not only their souls to be strengthened, but also their minds to be stronger and their homes to be healthier, the society and the nations to be more powerful. Spiritual revival was a foundation in allowing these changes. An influence of a leader who was full of Holy Spirit enabled the spiritual revival awakening to happen, which helped the people of that era to rise up spiritually. As Christians, we need to ask the Holy Spirit for help in every day of our lives. That is, our minds get renewed and transformed every day and living by the Spirit. Therefore, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit completely. Pastor Charles Spurgeon once said about ministry works that, if pastors are doing ministry but without the help of the Holy Spirit, that is a shameful thing for a pastor. If we look around us, there are people who regard living the Christian life a difficult one, and often we see people serving in the church as if they are doing labor work, not because of the calling or mission with a willing heart. But have a look at the people of faith in the Bible. When they were doing the work of God, they did not do it with difficulty. They were glad to be in the ministry and they willingly served the Lord with joy. It does not mean that they did not have any problem, but even though they had problems, they overcame the difficulties. They won the victory. Because they did not do it with their own strength, but they were led by the Holy Spirit. So, when we are serving in the church for the Lord, we should not rely on our own abilities, experience or intelligence. But we need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to earnestly long for the Holy Spirit to work through us. In John chapter 3, verse 34, it says, "For the one whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit." Jesus worked with the help of the Holy Spirit, but how can we do anything without the help of the Holy Spirit? So if we are filled fully with the Holy Spirit, we get to have vision and passion and power for the work of God. God works through the people who are fully filled with Holy Spirit by the Spirit. There are many ways to choose in the world. Every time we are confronted with many options to choose from, we need to decide which choice is the correct one. At that moment, making the right choice is important. It is the same story with our Christian lives. A single choice can influence a whole life. In today's Bible reading, It talks about the two ways of our lives. One is living by the Spirit, and the other one is living by the desires of the sinful nature, that is our physical wants. We get a very different result depending on which choice we decided to live by. There's a story that illustrates this. There were two young people who had graduated from the law school. One day they went to the pub and they passed by the church. One man said to the other man, "Hey, we have been away from God so long, we excused ourselves because of the study that we had to do, let's go inside and have a worship service here together." But the other friend said no. For young people like us, religion is like a drug, marijuana, let's go to the pub. They still could not agree with one another, each person decided to go their own way, from where the church was. One went inside the church, the other went to the pub. 20 years have passed. A friend who went to the pub chose a wrong girlfriend, and became a drug addict later. He committed a crime and ended up in a jail. A friend who chose to go to church became the 22nd and 24th President of the United States of America. His name is President Cleveland. A friend, who went to the jail, saw his friend on TV giving a presidential speech at the inaugural ceremony and vomited blood and collapsed. This is what he said when he was vomiting blood. "That White House and jail, a position of the president and a criminal with a death penalty, was a matter of making a right choice in that short moment in front of the church 20 years ago. That friend decided to go to God and I chose to go to the pub and this is the result of my choice." That is true. Making a right choice is important. Paul said to the people of Galatia, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Living by the Spirit is the secret of success to win the victory. When we decide to live by the Spirit, especially more than anything. Firstly, the spiritual lives win the victory. Let's read the verse 16. "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." It has been said, the desires of the sinful nature act against the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit acts against the desires of the sinful nature. What are the desires of the sinful nature? We call the corruption, evil character of a depraved person and the physical greed. This blocks the spiritual relationship with God, and destroys the relationship with people. These are destructive obstacles. Let's look at verses 19 to 21. The acts of the sinful nature have been listed into 15 different kinds. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. Have a look at these 15 sinful natures closely. There is no component which makes our lives healthier. Apostle Paul said that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, this means unable to receive the grace and blessings that God gives. These desires of the sinful nature, firstly, these block the relationship with God. Secondly, these destroy our faith and become a pathway for Satan's to make the most of a chance. Thirdly, when these desires of the sinful nature dominate our minds, there is no happiness, no peace, and no rest. Fourthly, when desires of the sinful nature are in our hearts, these make our spirits, souls and lives to become corrupted. It tells us to get rid of the desires of the sinful nature from our minds. When we get rid of these from us, we get to enjoy peace, rest and satisfaction. So, in today's Bible verses, it commanded, get rid of the desires of the sinful nature. Just like emptying the rubbish bin, when we get rid of the desires of the sinful nature in our minds, we get to invite the Holy Spirit and He gets to stay within us. The problem is we worry about things. Because we are not able to do everything with our own strength. Only with my effort and will, it is impossible. For example, can we stop smoking the cigarettes with our own strength? Are we able to stop smoking this easily? Can we stop the vicious habits easily? This is someone's testimony. Someone shared this story with me. If there is no hell, I would like to commit a suicide. I have been a Christian all my life. I am 40 years old. When I get home, there is my lovely wife and lovely children waiting for me. They call me daddy and run into me. I decide again not to do this again. But when I go outside, my mind gets shaken again and go to the places that I should not go and do the things that I should not do. It is a life that repeats the same thing in a cycle. It is like living a life of a dog, licking the puke that the dog has thrown up again. I cannot control my own mind by myself. I cannot rule over my own mind. Like a person who has been possessed by the evil spirit inside him, stays near the graveyard, because that place has been chosen by the evil spirit, I am not able to control my own mind by myself. This is what he confessed. Living a life of faith, this is something that we cannot try to do with our own strength. We cannot win over the desires of the sinful nature with our own strength. The Holy Spirit must help us. So Apostle Paul said, live by the Spirit. When we live by the Spirit, we get to have the power that wins over the desires of the sinful nature, that destroys our characters and corrupts our minds. So, again, live by the Spirit today. Then the Holy Spirit will strengthen you, and will lead you to have rest, peace and grace. One more thing, when we live by the Spirit, we get to bear the good fruit. Let's have a look at verses 22 to 23. These verses introduce the 9 items, which are the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. When we live by the Spirit, we get to bear the fruit abundantly. For a life of faith, we need to have good fruit. Even though we say that the tree is really good, but if the fruit is not good, then we cannot rate that tree as a good tree. Jesus can see the fruit, so he is able to know the quality of that tree. The good tree bears the good fruit. The Holy Spirit enables us to have good fruit when we are alive. A person who lives by the Spirit sees things differently and thinks differently. Also talks differently. That is because the mind is controlled by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit governs our minds, intrinsic changes happen. Even if we put the skin of a sheep on a pig, that pig does not become a sheep. As time goes by, that pig will fall into a ditch again and roll about on a ditch that pig likes. Living a life of faith is changing the intrinsic values. Internal changes need to be made. If we spiritually change, changes show up in our lives. Why do we have problems with the lives of faith these days? That is because the lives of faith do not change to the faith in our lives. Faith in our lives means that the faith becomes a part of our lives. We must see the fruit in our lives. If we are said to have a good life of faith, but do not have any difference in real life, we cannot say this life has a good faith. If we have the Lord in our heart, God in us and the Holy Spirit in us, we get to become more like the Lord without realizing it. Because the blood of the Lord flows through in our souls. Whether the children are smart or not smart, having a look of the parents is inevitable, because the children get the DNA from their parents. If my children have a look of my neighbor, then this becomes a serious problem. We need to test that DNA change in life of faith is an internal change. A person who used to worry gets to rejoice, and needs to enlighten a darkened heart. A person who used to be depressed needs to be restored with encouragement. The Holy Spirit needs to give a compassionate heart that allows loving the hearts of the people that I could not love before. We cannot get these by force. God needs to give us. Forgiving somebody, loving somebody, these things are all the fruit which the Holy Spirit gives. There is a person who became a deacon of the church now. He used to run a business, but was scammed under a false accusation. Because of that, that business fell apart to a complete mess. He was very furious, so he hid the knife and was looking for an opportunity to kill the person who led him to this downfall. He was waiting to kill that person every day. But one day, on Sunday night, the light on the cross at the church building was turned on. When he saw that light, he remembered going to the Sunday school as a young boy, so he unconsciously went into the church building. During the worship service, his spirit was moved and filled with Holy Spirit. And he took out the knife that he hid, and prayed to God like this: God, I cannot imagine myself forgiving that person, but God, you gave me this heart to forgive. So God, I forgive. He took out the knife and after the sermon, he brought the knife forward to the front. He cried out and confessed: Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Holy Spirit needs to give the heart to forgive. The Holy Spirit needs to give the heart to love, heart to receive grace, heart to bear the good fruit of the Spirit. So ask the Holy Spirit for help. Let's live by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit allows us to bear the good fruit. This is the testimony of Mr. Gwangsuk Kim, a managing director of Chamzon Cosmetics Company. He used to build the Buddhist temples. The story of Mr. Kim, a managing director of Chamzon Cosmetics Company, was a really hot topic for a long time. The people who remember the Mr. Kim's old days would not even possibly imagine what he is like now. It was God's choice and the destiny that he decided to be a Christian. After graduating from Sungkyunkwan University with a degree in pharmacy, he started running a Pibo chemist store in Jangro and became famous. His chemist store name Pibo meant protecting the skin, and his chemist business was really successful because the women who wished to become prettier liked to go into his chemist store. The first thing he did when he got his first profit from selling the medicines was building the Buddhist temple on Mount Dabang. Approximately 1,000 Buddhist believers gathered in his temple, and he was a chairman of this group. As Pibo chemist's store got more famous, the pharmacists from all over the country came to visit him. They asked him to hand over some medicines that he makes by himself. Mr. Kim also thought it would be a good idea to supply the medicines to 60 different places to make it easier for patients that come over from the countryside towns. But that led him to be involved in a court case that claimed that he sold the medicines without the permission of the government. In 1979, he was a successful pharmacist, but he later turned out to be a runaway, and he looked for temples to hide himself all over the country. He fled for 6 months, and then, after that, he had no other place to go to. The last place he had was the temple in Yangsan. There he wanted to end his life. In an empty room, there was only a newspaper that welcomed him. That was the newspaper that had articles about him 6 months ago. It was too peculiar to regard this as a coincidence. He cried out in agony and depression. Cried and cried again while holding on to that newspaper. Suddenly his lip opened and one word came out of his mouth. That was the word God, which he has first said for the first time since his birth. He was startled. How did he end up there, and how did that newspaper with that article remain there? That day, after he prayed the prayer that he did not know about, he was lucky enough to receive God. After leaving the temple, he surrendered himself to the police and his life completely turned around. When he was sure that he was saved, he designed a new business. It was Chamzon, a cosmetics company. The entire spotlight was focused on Mr. Kim, as this business idea came along while he was praying, and his story became legendary in the cosmetics market. There's something I have learned while running the business. That is an outcome of giving tithes. People said that he was out of his mind when he said that the businessman like him gives tithes as offering. But tithes became his unbelievable testimony. After the accurate calculation and offering his tithes, surprisingly, he received the double the amount of the monetary blessings without fail. Whoever Mr. Kim meets, he gives his lecture on blessings from God for offering tithes. He shared this, "Something I experienced since I decided to live a life of faith is that if you wish to become rich, and then make a deposit as much as you can in heaven." He was awarded with the Global Businessman Prize, and as an entrepreneur, he does his best. According to the newspaper Gook Minute's daily article, he tries to be known as an honest and upright businessman, so he continuously tries to constantly pray. It has been 1 year, 2 months, since he went to the early morning prayer meetings to live by faith. The true faith gets shown by the fruit it bears. In conclusion, how do you get to see these changes? Let's read the verse 24 together. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. We get the different viewpoint when the sinful nature and greed get nailed on the cross. Humans have three kinds of viewpoints. Physical viewpoint that see the things, intellectual viewpoint that realizes the reason of the things, and the next viewpoint is the spiritual viewpoint that focuses on seeing God. The real transformation is when the spiritual eyes get opened. David was like this. In Psalms, "God, open my eyes so that I may see your glorious work." Paul was like this. After meeting the Lord in Damascus, the sinful nature and greed got nailed on the cross and the vinyl-like layer was taken away from his eyes. His viewpoint was opened again. The eyes that could only see the land could see sky. The life that boasted about him changed to the life that boasts the Lord. The life that longed for physical things changed to the life that longs for the spiritual things. I am going to share the testimony of our church. The name of our church is Young In Church. The meaning of the name is to see the Lord with the spiritual eyes. 33 years ago, to get a confirmation from God for his calling, like Daniel who prayed to God for 21 days, with fasting to get a clear understanding of what God is trying to do with his life. While I was praying with fasting, I sensed that it was a turning point regarding the calling I received from God. It was a surreal spiritual experience. So we began our church ministry with the name Young In Church. In this period of time, we need to buy the eye drops and correct our eye visions to have spiritual viewpoints like a church in Laodicea. Why do you have a lot of concerns when you are living a life of faith? Because your eyes are not yet fixed on the Lord, who shed the blood for you and me, for us all, on the cross. Open your spiritual eyes, fix your eyes on the Lord. You will be able to experience the spiritual works of God. The Holy Spirit moves when we pray. When people prayed, amazing miracles happened in Pentecost. Sick people got healed, evil spirit fled away, jail door got opened, and chains got broken. The reason that the Korean churches still have hope is that we still do not stop praying. Korean churches pray every dawn and cry out in prayer at late night. Prayers do not get stopped and get connected through the 24 hours prayer chains. That is how Korean churches are still on spiritual fire and spiritually alive even now, which are different from the churches in Europe. When we pray, we get wisdom. We get inspiration. We receive new strength. We rest with peace in our minds. Dear my family in Christ, live by the Spirit. Everything will be okay if the Holy Spirit helps us. The Holy Spirit corrects our desires of the sinful nature and leads us to bear good fruit. From now on, through the Holy Spirit, I pray and bless in the name of our Lord that all of us will be transformed from living our lives of faith to living a lifestyle that shines the faith through our lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.